These are the daily Bible readings for December 30th, or day 364. Prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and kindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Amen. 2 Maccabees, chapters 11 and 12. A short time after this, Lysias, the king's lieutenant and cousin, and who had the chief charge over all the affairs, being greatly displeased with what had happened, gathered together 80,000 men and all the horsemen, and came against the Jews, thinking to take the city and to make it a habitation of the Gentiles, and to make a gain of the temple as of the other temples of the Gentiles, and to set the high priesthood to sale every year, never considering the power of God, but puffed up in mind and trusting in the multitude of his foot soldiers, and the thousands of his horsemen, and his 80 elephants. So he came into Judea, and approaching to Bethsura, which was in a narrow place, the space of 5 furlongs from Jerusalem, he laid siege to that fortress. But when Maccabeus and they that were with him understood that the strongholds were besieged, they, and all the people, besought the Lord with lamentations and tears, that he would send a good angel to save Israel. Then Maccabeus himself, first taking his arms, exhorted the rest to expose themselves together with him to the danger, and to succor their brethren. And when they were going forth together with a willing mind, there appeared at Jerusalem a horseman going before them in white clothing, with golden armor, shaking a spear. Then they all together blessed the merciful Lord and took great courage, being ready to break through, not only men, but also the fiercest of beasts and walls of iron. So they went on courageously, having a helper from heaven, and the Lord who showed mercy to them. And rushing violently upon the enemy, like lions, they slew of them 11,000 footmen and 1,600 horsemen, and put all the rest to flight, and many of them, being wounded, escaped naked, yea, and Lysias himself fled away shamefully and escaped. And as he was a man of understanding, considering with himself the loss he had suffered, and perceiving that the Hebrews could not be overcome because they relied upon the help of the Almighty God, he sent to them, and promised that he would agree to all things that are just, and that he would persuade the king to be their friend. Then Maccabeus consented to the request of Lysias, providing for the common good in all things, and whatsoever Maccabeus wrote to Lysias concerning the Jews the king allowed of. For there were letters written to the Jews from Lysias to this effect: Lysias to the people of the Jews, greeting. John and Abbe Salome, who were sent from you, delivering your writings, requested that I would accomplish these things which were signified by them. Therefore, whatsoever things could be reported to the king, I have represented to him, and he hath granted as much as the matter permitted. If, therefore, you will keep yourselves loyal in affairs, hereafter also I will endeavor to be a means of your good. But as concerning other particulars, I have given orders by word, both to these and to them that are sent by me, to communicate with you. Fare ye well. In the year 148, the 24th day of the month of Dioscorus. But the king's letter contained these words: King Antiochus to Lysias his brother, greeting. Our father, being translated among the gods, we are desirous that they that are in our realm should live quietly and apply themselves diligently to their own concerns. And we have heard that the Jews would not consent to my father to turn to the rites of the Greeks, but that they would keep their own manner of living, and therefore that they request us to allow them to live after their own laws. Wherefore, being desirous that this nation should also be at rest, we have ordained and decreed that the temple should be restored to them, and that they may live according to the custom of their ancestors. Thou shalt do well, therefore, to send to them and to grant them peace, that our pleasure being known, they may be of good comfort, and look to their own affairs. But the king's letter to the Jews was in this manner. King Antiochus, to the Senate of the Jews and to the rest of the Jews, greeting. If you are well, you are, as we desire, we ourselves are also well. Menelaus came to us, saying that you desired to come down to your countrymen that are with us. We grant, therefore, a safe conduct to all that come and go until the 30th day of the month, Xanthicus, that the Jews may use their own kinds of meats and their own laws as before, and that none of them, any manner of ways being molested for things which have been done by ignorance. And we have sent also Melaios to speak to you. Fare ye well. In the year 148, the 15th day of the month of Xanthicus. The Romans also sent them a letter to this effect. Quintus Memmius and Titus Manilius, ambassadors of the Romans to the people of the Jews, greeting. Whatsoever Lysias the king's cousin hath granted you, we also have granted, but touching such things as he thought should be referred to the king after you have diligently conferred among yourselves, send someone forthwith, that we may decree as it is convenient for you, for we are going to Antioch, and therefore make haste to write back, that we may know of what mind you are. Fare ye well, in the year 148, the 15th day of the month, Xanthicus. When these covenants were made, Lysias went to the king, and the Jews gathered themselves to husbandry, but they that were behind, namely Timotheus and Apollonius, the son of Genaeus, also Hieronymus, and Demophon, and besides them Nicanor the governor of Cyprus, would not suffer them to live in peace and to be quiet. The men of Joppe also were guilty of this kind of wickedness. They desired the Jews who dwelt among them to go with their wives and children into the boats which they had prepared, as though they had no enmity to them, which, when they had consented to, according to the common decree of the city, suspecting nothing because of the peace, when they were gone forth into the deep, they drowned no fewer than 200 of them. But as soon as Judas heard of this cruelty done to his countrymen, he commanded the men that were with him, and after having called upon God the just judge, he came against those murderers of his brethren, and set the haven on fire in the night, burnt the boats, and slew with the sword them that escaped from the fire. And when he had done these things in this manner, he departed, as if he would return again, and root out all the Joppatites. But when he understood that the men of Jamnia also designed to do in like manner to the Jews that dwelt among them, he came upon the Jamnites also by night, and set the haven on fire with the ships, so that the light of the fire was seen at Jerusalem, 240 furlongs off. And when they were now gone from thence 9 furlongs, and were marching towards Timotheus, 5,000 footmen and 500 horsemen of the Arabians set upon them. And after a hard fight, in which, by the help of God, they got the victory, the rest of the Arabians, being overcame, besought Judas for peace, promising to give him pastures and to assist him in other things. And Judas, thinking they might be profitable indeed in many things, promised them peace. And after having joined hands, they departed to their tents. He also laid siege to a certain strong city, encompassed with bridges and walls, and inhabited by multitudes of different nations, the name of which is Casphine. But they that were within it, trusting in the strength of the walls and the provision of victuals, behaved in more negligent manner, and provoked Judas with railing and blaspheming, and uttered such words as were not to be spoken. But Maccabeus, calling upon the great Lord of the world, who without any rams or engines of war threw down the walls of Jericho in the time of Joshua, fiercely assaulted the walls. And having taken the city by the will of the Lord, he made an unspeakable slaughter, so that a pool, adjoining of 2 furlongs broad, seemed to run with the blood of the slain. From thence they departed 750 furlongs, and came to Characa, to the Jews that are called Tubianites. But as for Timotheus, they found him not in these places, for before he had dispatched anything, he went back, having left a very strong garrison in a certain hold. But Dositheus and Sosipater, who were captains with Maccabeus, slew them that were left by Timotheus in the hold, to a number of 10,000 men. And Maccabeus, having set in order about him 6,000 men, and dividing them by bands, went forth against Timotheus, who had with him 120,000 footmen and 2,500 horsemen. Now, when Timotheus had knowledge of the coming of Judas, he sent the women and children to the and other baggage before him into the fortress called Carnion, for it was impregnable and hard to come at, by reason of the straitness of the places. But when the first band of Judas came in sight, the enemies were struck with fear by the presence of God who seeth all things, and they were put to flight, one from another, so that they were often thrown down by their own companions and wounded with the strokes of their own swords. But Judas was vehemently earnest in punishing the profane, of whom he slew 30,000 men. And Timotheus himself fell into the hands of the band of Dositheus and Sosipater, and with many prayers he besought them to let him go with his life, because he had the parents and brethren of many of the Jews, who by his death might happen to be deceived. And when he had given his faith that he would restore them, according to the agreement, they let him go without hurt, for the saving of their brethren. Then Judas went away to Carnion, where he slew 25,000 persons. And after he had put to flight and destroyed these, he removed his army to Ephron, a strong city, wherein there dwelt a multitude of diverse nations, and stout young men, standing upon the walls, made a vigorous resistance. And in this place there were many engines of war and provisions of darts. But when they had invocated the Almighty, who with his power breaketh the strength of the enemies, they took the city, and slew 25,000 of them that were within. From thence they departed to Scythopolis, which lieth 600 furlongs from Jerusalem. But the Jews that were among the Scythopolians, testifying that they were used kindly by them, and that even in the times of their adversary they had treated them with humanity, they gave them thanks, exhorting them to be still friendly to their nation. And so they came to Jerusalem, the Feast of Weeks being at hand. And after Pentecost they marched against Gorgias, the governor of Idumea, and he came out with 3,000 footmen and 400 horsemen. And when they had joined battle, it happened that a few of the Jews were slain. But Dositheus, a horseman, one of Bacchantor's band, a valiant man, took hold of Gorgias, and when he would have taken him alive, a certain horseman of the Tharsicans came upon him and cut off his shoulder, and so Gorgias escaped to Maresa. But when they that were with Astrin had fought long and were weary, Judas called upon the Lord to be their helper and leader in the battle. Then beginning in his own language and singing hymns with a loud voice, he put Gorgias' soldiers to flight. So Judas, having gathered together his army, came into the city of Adullam. And when the seventh day came, they purified themselves according to the custom and kept the Sabbath in the same place. And the day following, Judas came with his company to take away the bodies of them that were slain and to bury them with their kinsmen in the sepulchres of their fathers. And they found under the coats of the slain some of the donataries of the idols of Jamnia, which the law forbiddeth to the Jews. So all plainly saw that for this cause they were slain. Then they all blessed the just judgment of the Lord who had discovered the things that were hidden. And so betaking themselves to prayers, they besought him that the sin which had been committed might be forgotten. But the most valiant Judas exhorted the people to keep themselves from sin, for as much as they saw before their eyes what happened because of the sins of those that were slain, and many a gathering, He sent 12,000 drachmas of silver to Jerusalem for sacrifice to be offered for the sins of the dead, thinking well and religiously concerning the resurrection. For if he had not hoped that they that were slain should rise again, it would have seemed superfluous and vain to pray for the dead. And because he considered that they who had fallen asleep with godliness had great grace laid up for them, it is therefore a holy and wholesome thought to pray for the dead, that they might be loosed from their sins. Ecclesiasticus chapter 50. Simon the high priest, the son of Onias, who in his life propped up the house, and in his days fortified the temple. By him also the height of the temple was founded, the double building and the high walls of the temple. In his days the wells of water flowed out, and they were filled as the sea above measure. He took care of his nation, and delivered it from destruction. He prevailed to enlarge the city, and obtained glory in his conversation with the people, and enlarged the entrance of the house and the court. He shone in his days as the morning star in the midst of a cloud, and as the moon at the full. And as the sun when it shineth, so did he shine in the temple of God. And as the rainbow giving light in the bright clouds, and as the flower of roses in the days of the spring, and as the lilies that are on the brink of the water, and as the sweet-smelling frankincense in the time of summer, as a bright fire, and frankincense burning in the fire, as a massy vessel of gold adorned with every precious stone, as an olive tree budding forth and a cypress tree rearing itself on high, when he put on the robe of glory and was clothed with the perfection of power. When he went up to the holy altar, he honored the vesture of holiness, and when he took the portions out of the hands of the priests, he himself stood by the altar, and above them was the ring of his brethren. And as the cedar planted in Mount Libanus, and as the branches of palm trees, they stood round about him, and all the sons of Aaron in their glory. And the oblation of the Lord was in their hands, before all the congregation of Israel. And finishing his service on the altar, to honor the offering of the Most High King, he stretched forth his hand to make a libation, and offered of the blood of the grape. He poured out at the foot of the altar a divine odor to the Most High Prince. Then the sons of Aaron shouted. They sounded with beaten trumpets, and made a great noise to be heard for a remembrance before the Lord. Then all the people together made haste and fell down to the earth upon their faces, to adore the Lord their God, and to pray to the Almighty God, the Most High. And the singers lifted up their voices, and the great house, the sound of sweet melody was in the great house, the sound of sweet melody was increased, and the people in prayer besought the Lord the Most High, until the worship of the Lord was perfected, and they had finished their office. And coming down, he lifted up his hands over all the congregation of the children of Israel, to give glory to God with his lips, and to glorify his name. And he repeated his prayer, willing to show the power of God. And now, pray ye to the God of all, who hath done great things in all the earth, who hath increased our days from our mother's womb, and hath done with us according to his mercy. May he grant us joyfulness of heart, and that there be peace in our days in Israel forever, that Israel may believe that the mercy of God is with us to deliver us in his days. There are two nations which my soul abhorreth, and the third is no nation which I hate. They that sit on Mount Seir, and the Philistines, and the foolish people that dwell in Sichem. Jesus the son of Sirach of Jerusalem hath written in this book the doctrine of wisdom and instruction, who renewed wisdom from his heart. Blessed is he that is conversant in these good things, and he that layeth them up in his heart shall be wise always. For if he do them, he shall be strong to do all things, because the light of God guideth his steps. The Apocalypse of St. John the Apostle, chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was gone, and the sea is now no more. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice from the throne, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself with them shall be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and death shall be no more, nor mourning, nor crying, nor sorrow shall be any more, for the former things are now passed away. And he that sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are most faithful and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him that thirsteth I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that shall overcome shall possess these things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, they shall have their portion in the pool of burning with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came one of the seven angels, who had the vials full of the seven last plagues, and spoke with me, saying, Come, and I will show thee the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he took me up in spirit to a great and high mountain, and he showed me the holy city of Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and the light thereof was like to a precious stone, as to the jasper stone, even as crystal. And it had a wall great and high, having 12 gates, and in the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, and on the north 3 gates, and on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that spoke with me had a measure of a reed of gold to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall. And the city lieth in a foursquare, and the length thereof is as great as the breadth. And he measured the city with a golden reed for 12,000 furlongs, and the length, and the height, and the breadth thereof are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, the measure of a man, which is of an angel. And the building of the wall thereof was of jasper stone, but the city itself, pure gold, like to clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all manner of precious stones. And the first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh crystallite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, and the tenth a chrysoprase, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates are 12 pearls, one to each. And every several gate was of one several pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty is the temple thereof, and the Lamb. And the city hath no need of it. And the city hath no need of sun, nor of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God hath enlightened it. And the Lamb is the lamp thereof. And the nations shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth shall bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates thereof shall not be shut by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory of honor of the nations into it. There shall not enter into it anything defiled, or that worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they that are written in the book of life of the Lamb. The prayer of Saint Bede the Venerable after reading the Holy Scriptures. Let me not, O Lord, be puffed up with worldly wisdom which passes away, but grant me that love which never abates, that I may not choose to know anything among men but Jesus and him crucified. I beg thee, dear Jesus, that he upon whom thou hast graciously bestowed the sweet savor of the words of thy knowledge may also possess thee, fount of all wisdom, and shine forever before thy countenance. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.